Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. I don't do many episodes about my case. There have only been 5 out of the 85 episodes so far. This week I want to do a quick update to mention 3 things. 1, the plans of the other party. 2, to discuss those. And 3, to leave some sort of message maybe my co-parent will listen to. Okay, number 1. If you follow my ex account, you'll know that my passport was cancelled in secret in September 2024. I wasn't told about it, and I didn't know about it for months. Had there been a crisis, we could have needed to get to safety and not been able to. Current UK government advice is all citizens here in this region need passports and that we can't rely on an embassy in a crisis. There's a risk of another regional conflict and the UK government has raised the local terrorism threat. I asked the passport office to reissue passports in July 2025. They sat on things for months. Then in November 2025, I was notified by them that there had been a secret court hearing in September 25 and that I would not be shown the court order resulting from that. I wasn't even told what the hearing was about or the points made. I just assumed that there's some sort of court order saying I won't be given my passport because they're not giving me a passport. Last year, a barrister told me there had been a raft of other ex parte orders I should have been served with, but had not been. What kind of legal system is this? Secret hearings, putting people in danger against government advice. Perhaps there is a reason for secret hearings when national security is a factor, but not here. It is a civil case, yet we are put in danger. If we needed to get to safety, we would not be able to. Meanwhile, in the UK, paedophiles and knife criminals have no secret hearings. They often walk free. They have no passport cancellations and no taking of their family's house. Clearly, we are being persecuted and put in very real danger. Also, in the current UK climate where they're dispensing with jury trials and jailing people for social media posts, the UK could put me in prison for 10 years or more just for my online criticism of authorities. There is no doubt that if I return to the UK, I may never be seen again online. Other political prisoners have been banned from X. Even comedian Graham Linehan was only given bail on the condition that he stopped posting on X. I could face a decade or more in jail. People have been jailed for 3 years for one post. My criticism of the UK and authorities there is extensive enough to put me at real risk of a massive jail sentence. I also have no idea what these secret court orders say. If I was ever set free after being jailed for social media posts, there can be no doubt that I would be not allowed to see my child or post on X, and probably never be given a passport either to leave the UK. Indeed, I've been denied legal help for over 15 court hearings in the UK because they debanked me and took my assets, meaning I could not afford legal representation in the UK. My co-parent and the UK have done everything already to harm my child and me, and that would only get worse in the UK. For example, in October 2023, my daughter and I were overseas and we were debanked without any welfare check being done. They did not know whether we had food, shelter or medical care. Again, it was a secret hearing. I was not told about it until I went to use my banking. Incredibly, my co-parent and the UK has tried to starve my child for 2 years. I've pleaded with my co-parent and the court many times to stop this on humanitarian grounds to no avail. Indeed, just imagine this for a second. They debanked us without even telling us. What would have happened if my child had been in a car accident and we needed emergency treatment abroad and my bank card had not worked? Or there had been a problem with medical insurance or a delay in the claim in an emergency situation? They could have directly caused the death of a child. They must have known that. They just simply did not care. Even now, my co-parent and the UK authorities have no idea if my child has food, shelter or medical care. What parent does that to a child? What country does that to a child? My co-parent has no idea if my child is even alive. My child could have died 6 months ago or could have been in a car crash last month and been in intensive care without funds for treatment. They simply don't care, and they haven't for 2 years. They've debanked us and taken all of my assets in the UK that were meant for my child's care. Had there been an emergency, the child could have died. What parent does that to a child? What country does that to a child? The UK is supposed to work in the best interest of the child. They've tried to starve us for 2 years and put us in danger. Any suggestion that the UK is acting in the best interest of the child is clearly nonsense. And any suggestion that my co-parent cares for our child, it cannot be true. The child could have died due to their actions, and they know that, and I've said it many times to them. I have nothing against my co-parent. I've just repeatedly pleaded for safety. I just give the facts here because we are lucky to be alive due to the actions of my co-parent and the UK. But I have nothing against my co-parent. I'm not trying to do anything negative to them or harm them. I just seek safety, and I'm presenting the facts here so that other people can see, no matter what happens to me in the future. My co-parent wrote to me some months ago, maybe a year ago, to tell me that one reason for cancelling the passport was that they thought I would then not be able to renew my residence visa to live abroad. My visa is due for renewal soon. My co-parent has not bothered to call her child since December 2024. She walked away from our agreement to return to the UK in January 2024. So my co-parent has chosen not to parent her child in the UK for nearly 2 years, and she hasn't said why she walked away from that agreement. She also hasn't contacted her child by phone or Zoom for nearly a year. Yet for 2 years, she has placed her child in great danger through debanking and passport cancellation, to name two. A court advisory report in 2018, when my case began, said that my co-parent had told them that she, quote, wanted to have a child to get out of a rut and to reconnect with people, close quote. The court advisor warned, open quote, it is important that the baby name is not used as a way of coping with her own emotional difficulties, as this may result in unintentional neglect or emotional harm if the baby name ceases to meet this need for her mother. Close quote. A few years on, and we see that her actions could have killed us. A UK court later judged that my co-parent had attempted fraud, and since then she has taken my family's house, which was meant to be my child's inheritance, when she could have been parenting her child in the UK for the last 2 years had she not walked away from the agreement we reached. The only conclusion I can come to is that parenting isn't top of her list. And as I say, she told a court advisor that she had a baby to get out of a rut. The court subsequently found that she had attempted fraud, and so money seems to be a priority in this. And she had abused me as well, and harming me seems to be a priority. I don't know why. At a 4-day court trial that we had, it found that I'd done nothing wrong, and the police evidence given to the court, 112 pages in all, showed that they couldn't find that I'd done anything wrong. My co-parent had called them 17 times. Social services also said that they were worried that she'd made one of the allegations to stop me seeing my child. And the court subsequently judged that that was her motive, was to make it as difficult as possible, if not impossible, for me to see my child. That court judgment was that my co-parent had gaslit me, told malicious false allegations, attempted fraud, and tried to alienate our child. My whole point is that I'm afraid of my co-parent after years of abuse. I'm worried for me and my child. My child and I were harmed in the UK, and in the last 2 years outside of the UK, we've been harmed to the point where we're lucky to be alive. All I ever asked for was safeguards against being abused. My co-parent and I went to mediation for weeks and came up with a good agreement in late 2023, which my co-parent walked away from the day after a judge confirmed that the agreement would likely stick if it was made into a court order. The day after, my co-parent backed out of the agreement. She didn't say why, but my fear was she wanted to rip it up as soon as we got back to the UK. That's the only reason I've not returned to the UK, was that she backed out of the agreement. I have credible reasons, obviously, to believe that my child and I would be harmed, and the subsequent 2 years proves that even more, because my co-parent, instead of signing the agreement and us parenting in the UK, has just heaped harm upon harm to put me and my child at risk. There have been at least 2 secret hearings about passports in September 2024 and September 2025. Why are passports cancelled without a person being told or be given the chance to put their case in a court? This shows one of many examples we see in the media of how the UK has fallen recently. Clearly, we would be at immense risk in the UK, and many people have recommended we seek asylum. But the UK is trying to prevent that through passport cancellation. If China were doing this to one of their citizens, there'd be outcry, but this shows how the UK is now, ignoring mass gang rapes, covering up industrial-scale child abuse, knife crime running amok across the UK, jailing people for social media, banning people for social media, persecution and harassment of free speech, the removal of juries, etc. The UK is in very dark times, and my case is just one of many examples of this. I was interested about the UK's tactics to try and force a deportation through passport cancellation. I asked AI to look for cases of other countries that did this. The only example AI could find, and I don't know whether AI is correct or not, but the only one it found was Turkmenistan, who had done the same as the UK. Now, I don't know anything about Turkmenistan. I forgive my ignorance. I don't know whether it's a good country or a bad country, but the UK is following that path instead of other countries. Now, there's case law from Australia and the USA of people in my region where I am who had their passports cancelled, and subsequently the USA and Australia reissued full passports due to the dangers. The UK has chosen not to do that. And I think that speaks volumes. You would think they would have done it on child welfare grounds to ensure the child could get to safety if needed, especially as UK government advises all citizens in the region need passports in case of a crisis. If anyone can make sense of my case and my situation, or has bright ideas on how to protect me and my child, please feel free to DM me on X or email me at info@fairparenting.co.uk. I've long since spoken on the podcast and on social media about how frightened I am of my co-parent, and that she doesn't seem to want to parent her child. The priority seems to be to cause harm, and that seems to be borne out by the events. If anyone can shed light on what is going on and what might be causing it, please feel free. I'm willing to learn. I've got an open mind. I've got a very frightened mind as well. I'm going to send a link to this podcast to my co-parent, and hopefully she'll listen to it, but I don't know. What I would say, if she is listening, what I would say to her is, despite what's been done to me, all I have ever wanted and all I want now is for harm to stop and some safeguards to be put in place to enable safety in future. Secondly, what have I ever done to you? I've asked this before in our messaging app that we use, the Talking Parents app that the court told us to use, but you've never answered or showed anything that I could have done to cause harm to you. All I've ever done is, after many, many years, sought safety and tried to mediate some safeguards to stop harm in future. Thirdly, please can you message me on X, either publicly or via DMs or on the Talking Parents app we use, to discuss solutions that don't harm our child. Fourthly, you seem to want an outcome that means our child will only have one parent. The UK court judged that you didn't want our child to see me, and now it seems you want me deported back to the UK, where I likely won't see my child. If you succeed, our child will suffer. But if you don't succeed, then how can we ever reach a co-parenting agreement that's safe and where you can co-parent our child, which is what I want. I don't want our child to end up with one parent. I've never tried to exclude you. For 2 years, I've begged you since you walked away from our agreement to come back to it, to enable us to safely return to the UK. I don't know why you walked away from our child. You could have been parenting her in the UK for the last 2 years. I know you've taken that house and maybe that was the reason, but you've never said. And I don't know why you're putting us in danger now and for the last 2 years. I don't know why you've taken all my money for our child's care. You haven't asked if our child is okay. You haven't called her for a year. I've asked you questions on the app about medical issues and educational issues and for your thoughts and input, and you haven't given any views or any input at all. That's up to you, obviously. But if you don't want to parent her, why do you want me to be deported back to the UK? Is it just so that I can be harmed? And again, what I would say, well, why? What have I done to you? If you do want to parent our child, you could have been for 2 years and you could have called her in the last year. I've been sending reminders on the app every week that you haven't bothered to call her. I've asked you, what should we say to her when you don't call and you didn't reply? What do you think our child thinks when you don't call? When you don't send birthday cards? When you don't send her a Christmas card or anything? If you don't want our child, then please let us move on safely. You wanted my house and you've got it. So please let our child and I move on safely, or come to a mediated agreement like we had where we can co-parent. We don't ever have to talk to each other, but it can be done through intermediaries and our child would not have to see any conflict. I don't want my child to see any conflict. I hope you don't either. If I've ever done something to you, please come out in public and show it. I've got nothing to hide. If there's some reason for you abandoning our child and putting us in danger, please explain it in public. Please stop harming us in private. I'm frightened. I don't know if I'm going to be alive for much longer or if I'm going to be in jail for the rest of my life for social media posts. I don't know. But I want a record out there to show that I've been open, I haven't got anything to hide, and I've tried to fix things and come to an agreement with you in the best interests of our child. Please, can you explain anything that's happened in the last 7 years in public so people, including me, can understand? How can you explain taking our child's house and inheritance, trying to starve her for the last 2 years, or any of it? What was the reason? If you want me deported and destroyed, I'm sure you probably get that. You got my house, so what you want, you usually get. But even if I'm in jail or dead, my friends will keep the story alive. Our child is 7. How on earth will you explain the loss of the house that could have set her up in life? How will you explain the destruction of her dad to her? There's no evidence I've done anything, because I haven't. So what are you going to use to explain what you've done? How will you explain the court judgment showing the abuse that you did? You not calling our child for a year, not parenting her in the UK for 2 years, when messaging shows that was on the table. We agreed it. How will you explain that refusal to parent our child when I begged you to sign that agreement to enable us to return to the UK? I've done everything I can to return to the UK safely for the last 2 years, and you refused it all and just heaped harm upon harm to me and your own child. How will you explain that? How will you explain the cancelling of our passports and putting us in danger? You're harming your child. How will you explain it to her? I may not live to see it, but there just isn't any way you can explain what you're doing. Otherwise, you'd be explaining it in public, which you're not. Please come out in public and let's talk. And we can talk in an open space through messaging or a voice forum online, such as X Spaces, and let people see. I don't think anything's going to change what's going to happen. And I think I'm going to come to a very nasty end. And I think that's always been the case. And I think whoever the dad of our child had been, that would have been the case for them too. That's why I don't take it personally. I think whoever the dad would have been, this would have happened to. But I want people to see that whatever happens, it wasn't for the want of me trying to fix things and seek safety. At least people will see that for all these years, I've done nothing to deserve what's happening, and I've begged you for peace. So please try. I'm happy to speak with you in private mediation, privately on X, or in public spaces on X. All I want is peace. As John Lennon famously sang around this time of year, give peace a chance. Okay, that's all for now. I hope my co-parent will listen to this episode and try to come to an arrangement. I'm very frightened, as I say, but I've been frightened for 7 years and I just think intense harm is planned for me. I just hope my child will be safe. To other parents, as I often say at the end of episodes, wherever you are on your parenting journey, best wishes and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.